Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's always a great day for fantastic music and compelling conversation. I'm Andy the Berkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know it's an exhausting week. I know. Lots of stuff, world woes, etc. But you know what? We're together, and we're going to kind of kick back and soothe our soul with great music. We have our spirit, too. It kind of works that way. So it's a mostly music show. We'll see what comes over the transom. We've got some passages and anniversaries to celebrate. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix, as are you. Well, you're listening live. It is Friday, August 27th, 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Taking along for that live ride, you can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter, of course, is 24/7 at AB Writes. All being helmed by the ever-ready talented TCS crew, Trudy Aurora. They were both in the booth, as per usual, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by HBO Max. Find all your favorites at HBOMax.com. Details are there for you to sign up. And also by Dunkin'. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites. There's still time for those great iced summer drinks. The universe runs in Dunkin'. Also by PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7. You know they feature select editions of the Andy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Yeah, we had some doozies this week, so we can sort of circumvent some of the politics. And you don't want to? But we'll see what comes over the transom. Get off my cloud, will you? We got a lot of music to celebrate. Farewell, Charlie. Your beat goes on. Welcome aboard the Andy Beth Arkley Show.
Yeah. goes on. Beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage.
My loving baby.
Bye bye, love. Vintage rock and roll from the Everly Brothers on the Amy Beth Arquay Show for Marcy and for Dean, as we remember Don Everly, the elder of the two brothers who passed away this past week at the age of 84, now rejoined in the next realm with baby brother Phil. Wow. Quite a lot of losses, but they left behind oh so great music and an imprint on the rock and roll legacy and the country legacy and all of that. Inaugural members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1986, the Everly Brothers. Wow. Indeed. The beat goes on for Tipsy, a hardy irregular from my terrestrial radio days, first connected back at WXPS, oh, I don't know, 20 or so years ago. Let's not discuss it, okay? We lose track of time, but good to hear from you again, and glad to reconnect here in Podcastlandia. Also, we heard a couple of Stones classics, one from Linda Ronstadt doing Tumbling Dice, and of course, as we remember the great Charlie Watts, the heartbeat of the Stones, the dapper man behind the Skins, who passed away this past week at the age of 80. Get Off of My Cloud, with the whole group, of course, and a great song for a bunch of folks. A lot of folks chiming in today. Jerry, Dondi, and Nixie, hearty irregulars all. Always happy to have you guys tagging along for the live ride. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available, too. Charlie Watts, an interesting guy, very dapper and different from the rest of the Stones, kind of a family man brand, I think married to the same woman for years, and didn't really have a rock star persona. The quiet guy behind the Skins, also not a flamboyant drummer, but boy, oh boy, did he have soul in that beat and didn't take himself too seriously. Although there is that famous story, and he told it. They showed a clip of the 60 Minutes appearance that he was on some years back about the time that Nick called and said, "Where's my drummer?" in the middle of the night, and Charlie Watts supposedly got dressed up in a suit, came down and said, "I'm not your drummer, you're my singer." He recounted it with a lot of charm, indeed. And on the side, he had his little jazz trio that he used to do and did some jazz albums and so forth. So a man who was trained classically and in jazz and had a fondness for all kinds of music and still toured with this crazy band all these years, Charlie Watts. Farewell, Charlie, but you know your beat, it goes on. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. We've got some other things to celebrate. A couple of folks chiming in on PopNet chat box. Sarah says, "Oh, great music. Thank you so much for playing it. Too much nonsense in the news." I'm changing the word there, Sarah. So I'm glad we have a little refuge. Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too. I mean, there's so much going on, and it's horrible, and we are grieving for the loss of life in Afghanistan, both our military and all the Afghanis and the folks that have helped us. It's a sad situation. I'm not expert enough to talk about it, really. I want to just be supportive of what we're doing and trying to get people out as safely as possible. That's all we can say. It's troubling, of course, but everything is so divisive in this country, and the news, when you don't know enough, it's better to just stop talking and sometimes step away from the news. I got to take a break once in a while, if you know what I mean. Haiti, too, we have to pray for all those people. They just don't catch a break down there. It's hard. Another big storm brewing up in the Gulf on the 15th, is it the 15th or 16th anniversary of Katrina coming up this weekend? Another big storm headed to that area. So hang in there, folks. That's all we can do. But the music helps us. It kind of soothes our soul, revs us up all at the same time. So more of that, but we'll see what comes with the transom. I'm open for conversation, of course, but I don't want to belabor on the political stuff at this particular time because I think we've had enough of it. We need a breather once in a while. I want to commemorate a birthday. One of the greats, I loved this guy when I was a kid, and he has gone through various incarnations in his music. Very talented man, Elvis Costello, born Declan McManus, and he took his an ode to his father, who played as Costello, as he was a band leader, and of course Elvis, the great rock and roller. But as we continue with summer, there's always another side to summer. You notice? Here it is, Elvis Costello. Happy 67th birthday on August 25th on the Amy Beth Arquay Show. Give a listen.
The sun struggles up another beautiful day, and I feel flat in my own suspicious way.
better be wide awake.
For the morning breakers are the fighters.
Philosophy. Sing along with us. Da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
This program is made possible in part by a grant from Baskin-Robbers. Stop in and try our new double fudge frozen yogurt, but first empty your pockets on the counter and lay face down on the floor.
Making a ball dance so fun. Making
the Panorama for early on the Amy Beth Arcoe show. It sure has, indeed. Dating myself, flashback to Saturday morning, 70s style, the Banana Splits theme. Remember that show? Crazy, crazy stuff, indeed. A lot of fun. In the summertime, Mungo Jerry for Pearly and the other side of summer, celebrating Elvis Costello and his 67 inventive years on this planet. On August 25th, happy birthday, Elvis Costello. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arcoe Show, kind of a respite from the world's woes, if you know what I mean. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, all available. Reach out, tell us what you're doing, how are you handling your cruel summer. It's kind of not winding down the way we thought it was going to be, the kind of summer that we were going to be all COVID-free, and now we've got the Delta variant raging, all the world's woes in Afghanistan and Haiti and all these places we talked about. It's just it's troubling indeed and can be depressing. So hang in there, reach out, and find someone to talk to. And that's why, partly why we're here, kind of commiserate with each other and see what's going on. So let's see. Anybody weighing in on anything on the PopNet chat box? Van says, great show. I'd like to have the refuge, as you would say, the world's woes are too troubling indeed. Yeah, sometimes the music, you just need to have music. And sometimes you just need to talk and relax and share something with a friend, and that's well, we're here. We're all friends together, and I appreciate it when you guys chime in. Twitter, Carlos says, oh, great show, great losses. You're right. So many people passing by, passing away, but they do leave their music behind, and that is the beauty of the work that you do. Do your work, and people will appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully people will get a message out. It's hard being an artist sometimes when you're toiling in solitary, and that's where we talk about the Inspiration to Action Challenge, helping folks reconnect with their inner artist, but sometimes you feel like, who's paying attention? But there's time for that. Just get the work out and get it done. And when we can help you reconnect with your inner artist, I am oh so gratified. Glenn in Portsmouth, New Hampshire gets a shout-out today and says, thank you so much for giving me the inspiration and the impetus to get moving again. I am writing poetry. I'm also contemplating some artwork, sculptures maybe, and murals. I love it when people talk about murals. Not the first one to talk about it, Glenn, but I always want to see the work. If you can take a picture and send it to us, it would be great. Hey, keep going, Glenn. Please keep us posted. And Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it because you know what? It's hard work, and I know it's hard work because I face my page every day, and sometimes it's coming out easy, and sometimes it ain't. So I know where you're coming from. But I also know you're helping each other. You're helping spirit other people out and say, hey, take a chance. Dive in. Because I always say it's the true fountain of youth. Once you dip your toe in, you want to keep moving and do it some more. So keep at it. You need inspiration. You need a little kick in the – I always say a creative kick in the keys for Let's Start a Creativity Coaching Counseling Conversation. First one is on me, but I need about 2 to 3 weeks to connect. So just do so either with your success stories or with the question, hey, I want to reach out and get a jump start. Either way, reach out via the website, AmyBethArcoe, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. While you're there, please check out my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available for paperback and ebook. We also have other story collections, etc. So please check it out. You can find links to the podcast and social media connections, one-stop shopping at the website, AmyBethArcoe.com. And oh, yeah, we'd love you to chime in with guest suggestions, Dick Story, and Forgotten 45 requests, too. So it is truly one-stop shopping, indeed. This week marked the anniversary of another great album, one of the seminal albums of my youth, and it continues to be one of the greatest albums that I've ever heard. It's Bruce Springsteen's classic, Born to Run. It was his third album and the breakthrough album that really changed everything for him, for sure. It came out August 25th, 1975, 46 years ago. Wow, it dates us all, doesn't it? One of the classics from that album, oh, I mean, everyone's a gem, but I love this one. When the big man joined the band, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, Springsteen and the E Street Band on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show.
On the city bed, school to searching for packing up my memories, and I'm gonna move all out of your heart. Turning in my keys, and I'm gonna move all out of your heart.
It's all too beautiful. awoke and I went into a dream.
Day in the Life. Classic Beatles from their masterpiece, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. That was the number one album in July of 1967, and then just a month and a half later, August 27th, 1967, their longtime manager, the man who dubbed the man who made the Beatles, Brian Epstein, passed away of an accidental overdose at the age of 32. Brian pounded the pavement for him, launched them, and boy, oh boy, he would know, I guess he did know while he was still alive, what their impact was, but they changed everything, music, the culture, and they still have an influence today. Brian Epstein left us only at the age of 32, but did his work, so we all have to do our work, and we don't know how much time we have. Get it done, as they say. On the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, we also heard of the Small Faces, Ichiku Park for Adam, thank you for the kind words. Appreciate it. What a fun song that is from the 60s. Betty Everett's Getting Mighty Crowded, and Springsteen with the E Street Band. One of the great, one of my favorites from an album full of favorites, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, Born to Run, released August 25th, 1975. Was I even born yet? Anyway, a big album that changed everything for Springsteen and music as well. It was his third album, but it was the one that put him on the map in a big, big way. Indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. Reach out anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box also available. We're doing kind of a mostly music show today. We'll see what comes over the transom. And I step away from politics because it's been so heavy this week, and we have been talking about it on those robust roundtables. Also covering some crime stories on Podstream. The Robert Durst trial is fascinating. I've been watching some of that on Core TV. He's on trial for killing his supposedly his best friend, Susan Berman. But also, of course, he had killed a friend of his, Morris Black, in Texas. He was acquitted of that murder, but he dismembered his body and was always in suspicion but never charged with the disappearance of or the murder of his wife who disappeared back in 1981. I mean, we're dating this thing all the way back. It's fascinating. He's old and ill but still feisty on the stand. He's on his, I think, sixth or seventh day of cross-examination. It's craziness. And the prosecutor's going at him like nuts. So if you have a chance to dip into that on Court TV, do so. It's off on Fridays, but they'll be back for the wrap-up of cross-examination, I guess, sometime next week. Crazy stuff. Tedious sometimes, but fascinating at the same time. It's just amazing. So we've been covering some of that for Podstream and the crime show there. So it's been a crazy week on my end. I'm sure it has been for you, too. I know. I hear it. Anxiety everywhere. People, this was not the summer we thought with COVID, et cetera. School is around the corner or started for some folks already, and there's some money problems down south with the variant. So it's tough stuff indeed, and the world's woes with Afghanistan, Haiti, and everything else, it's hard. and all the partisan politics, which I try. We got to get away from. We just got to get away from it sometimes. I mean, you got to call it out. I'm not saying not, but sometimes you got to just step back and just embrace each other for the humanity that we have in common. That's kind of where I'm at today. So that's what this show's all about. But let's see what comes over the transom, as they say. On in the PopNet chat box, Neville says, "The music matters. Thank you so much for doing it." Dom, Hardy a regular, says, "Catching the show. I didn't catch part of it, but thank you so much for doing it. You know I like the weekday shows. Weekends are good, too." Dom, you're like a sneaky little person. You really are crazy. I love it. And Phyllis on Twitter says, "Thanks, love the music. Love Charlie Watts, Don Everly, too." Yeah. Hey, we were going to do a tribute to Tom T. Hall, the country storyteller who also passed away this past week at 85. He wrote so many great story songs, and some of them for other people, like Harper Valley PTA, which was a big hit for Jeanne C. Riley. But Trudy noted, we have some glitches and gremlins in our system. It happens. We have the songs in there, but they're not showing up, so we will do the Tom T. Hall tribute next show, okay? I promise. Tom T. is a great storyteller and a man who had a great country legacy, for sure. So he deserves a tribute. Don't worry, Trudy, don't fret. It happens. Witches, gremlins are all around us. Radio without a net. I always say that, and mostly we do it because she never shows. That's how it goes. Hey, thank you so much to the TCF crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, Emily Headquarters, for tagging along and keeping us moving, and thank you for joining us. Last week, of course, we bid adieu to the great Nancy Griffith, one of the great singer-songwriters, and underrated in so many ways, I guess. I'm not really underrated by those who knew her, but just not as widely known as she should have been. But if you haven't listened to her, it's like when John Prine passed away, and some people were saying, "I never heard of this guy or never listened to his music." It was a whole treasure trove of songs. Get in there. Go to YouTube. Go to Spotify. Find these music and indulge, because you're going to find a whole treasure trove of wonderful songs. So we've been talking about it all week, and all the songs and listening. I've been listening to so many of her songs. There's so many great ones. We did a few last week, and we're going to wrap things up with one of her classics. This song, I guess, put her on the map as a songwriter, because Kathy Mattea has a big country hit with it. But she wrote it, and really does a great job of it. It's Love at the Five and Dime, the great Nancy Griffith. So please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask when you have to, please. And if you can, please get vaccinated, because you really got to crush this COVID thing. Don't want to proselytize, but let's do what we can, okay? And come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. You know I love you all. Take care.
One of my greatest fascinations in life has always been a little store where you can go in and get a vanilla Coke and listen to the popcorn machine go pop, 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 and dig through a record bin and find a record for 69 cents that you always wanted all your life. When I was in high school, the only way you could get from North Austin to South Austin on the bus was to get off the bus in Central Austin and get on another bus. And where you changed the bus at 6th and Congress was a place called the Woolworth store. And I always had just enough time to run into the Woolworth store and get myself a vanilla Coke, dig through the record bin, wink at the boys, and get back on the bus. Same everywhere in the world. They have this wonderful smell to them. They smell like popcorn and chewing gum rubbed around on the bottom of a leather sole shoe. And the first time we went to Europe, we landed in London, and we were driving through central London, and we came around a corner, and by golly, there was a Woolworths store. I wanted them to stop the car and let me out so I could go fill up my suitcase with unnecessary plastic objects. And if you've ever been in a big Woolworth store where there's an elevator or a lift, as they say in Europe, every time the doors open on the elevator, they make a little noise like this. I've often been asked what that little noise was. And that's what it is. It's the elevator doors. Rita was 60 years, Hazel eyes and just not hair. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And they'd waltz the aisles of the 5 and 9. And they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer than I eat. Dance a little closer than me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this 5 and 9. Eddie played the steel guitar and his mama cried cause he played in the bar. And he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. And still that song survives. Cause it sing, dance a little closer to me. They dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at the 7 and 9. One of the boys in Eddie's band took a shine to Rita's hand. So Eddie ran off with a bassman's wife. Oh, but he was back by June. Eddie traveled with the barroom band till arthritis took his hand. Now he sells insurance on the side. And Rita's got her house to keep. She writes dime store novels of a love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night. And still sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at the 7 and 9. Rita was 16 years, Hazel eyes and just not. Really made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romance.